Hello, this is Darren.
Hi, Darren. This is Lulu calling you back with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, good. I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. So you know the reason I was reaching back out, right?
About Google?
Yes, sir. Getting your company listed on the first page of Google with unlimited calls coming in directly to you.
Okay.
Darren, you are familiar with the local map, the very first page of Google, or?
Yeah, it was just when you hit the search bar that pops up with the people that pay the most money to get on the first person, right?
Well, it's with our company when we get you there, you stay there, okay? And it's not
okay.
A lot of money. It's not the people that pay the most money. Yeah, we're affordable. We've been in business in December. It'll be 19 years, so yeah.
Okay.
And your business is fairly new, right?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
About a year and a half old, but you know, I've been doing it a long time. It's just I started because of COVID.
Wow. Yeah.
Put
a damper
on a lot of things. So, yeah.
Boy.
So, started my own thing.
Good for you, Darren. Good for you. Good for you. I'm happy for you. And your service radius there, Darren, how far are you typically traveling for new potential clients?
I don't like to go more than 30 miles.
Okay.
That's kind of a big, I'm just myself and my son. And I mean, with the gas prices these days, I can't justify charging customers that much money to travel to them. And if it's a more than a one-day service, then it gets to be expensive for them.
Sure. I understand. Hey, what are your gas prices there, by the way? What is this?
We're at about, I paid $2.94 the other day.
Oh, that's not so bad, though. What is it typically?
$187? $314 was last about a week and a half ago, then it dropped, and I think it's going to be back up to like $316 this week. I'm not sure.
Los Angeles is up almost up to $8.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
That is highway robbery.
Yeah.
That is.
You know who we can thank for that, right?
Yeah, I don't understand why and how they can do that. That's just when the price of gas is the same for the rest of the country, why is there that much tax on that?
Newsom?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, God. Oh, I know,
yeah,
Darren.
There's just no reason for it, and you're stealing from the wrong people, to be honest with you. So.
No, I agree.
People people that try to work and try to do what they're supposed to do are not being rewarded for what they're doing.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah.
So, no, I had a little conversation with a young lady about some railing that I ordered from California for a deck that I'm doing.
Oh, boy.
And you know, she's like, we're having... I guess supply chain issues, and I said, "Well, really? There's like hundreds of boats out there." She says we're having issues with getting help everywhere. I said, "Really?" I said, "We have no problem here. I don't understand why it's so bad there." And then
isn't that weird?
And then she was like, "Well, it's there's really nothing I can do about this." And I said, "I get it,
right?"
And I kind of got a little bit. Kind of, because I've been waiting for this for
ever.
8 weeks.
Oh my God!
And then I call her and she says, "Well, it's gonna be another 3 weeks," and I'm out $11,000 just waiting. On this railing, and then she goes, "Well, there's we've got this and this on here," and I'm like, "That's not my problem." She goes, "Well, that's not my problem either." So you voted for the people that make it your problem.
Yeah, you got that right. Mm-hmm.
And I kind of shut the conversation down because I kind of stepped over the line.
Getting frustrated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you voiced your opinion. That's all.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do that.
I'm going to put a note on my thing. Don't send for another 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Idiot Republican over there.
Oh, my God. Well, let's hope and pray that Biden falls and breaks his leg on Wednesday. I'm hearing some good stuff. I'm hearing really good stuff. I really am. So
good. Well, I'm glad that we're on the same page on this deal.
Yep, we sure are.
It's tough out there, and I think people are seeing the light finally that there's nothing going on in the Capitol or in his head.
It's all shut down. Everything's shut down over there.
Nothing.
You're right. Yeah. And they had the federal building all sealed, all wrapped in that white. I don't know. Nobody knows.
They're probably going to go out there and burn it down. I mean, you can't trust anybody. You can't trust the CIA. You can't trust the
none of the three-letter agencies. Absolutely not.
None. FBI is the worst. Mm-hmm.
DOJ.
DOJ. None of them. The former president is running the country. Obama's really running everything up there. You do a little bit of research, and I mean, just because you don't like a guy doesn't mean he didn't do a good job. I didn't really care for Trump myself just because of his antics and how he handled himself on Twitter and how he handled himself publicly, but dang it.
He did it all for a reason. He's the best chess player in the world.
Absolutely.
He did it for a reason. He backed them all against the wall and caught them all, just like you said.
Hunter is just the epitome of jail. But where is he? Oh, he's a felon with a gun? Really? How is that even possible?
Yeah.
And they go after Trump for a piece of paper, and they went in and just demolished his house down in Florida, and then they took pictures of it.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't put those papers on the floor. The FBI and the police and the investigators strewed all the papers all over. I mean, it's public knowledge, but people just hate him so much because he is a outspoken person. That's what we need is a bully.
Yeah.
We need a bully because they all are bullies, and Pelosi's just a piece of work. So I'm sorry. I just got off on a tangent.
That's all right. It's okay. I'm hearing you. It's okay.
So, and the taxes over there in California are just – it sickens me to see that because I don't get it. The rest of the country sees it, and they're like, you know what? Push that state off into the water.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So are you doing any commercial work at all? Or are you strictly
I don't do a lot of commercial. It's more residential. I've got a customer that does ask for me for, he has a business, and I go in and, I like remodel the bathroom or put in floor or lights or, just smaller things that, I don't do anything large scale. It's, like I said, it's myself and my son, and we specialize in electrical, plumbing, no HVAC, no ground concrete or slabs or anything like that, no roofing, mainly interior remodeling. Type stuff. So.
Oh, good. Okay, very good. Yeah. All right, so what I've done, I put you in for a brand new in business rate, okay? And I did send it over to my director, Stephanie, and Darren, I'm going to grab her here on the line.
Can I just ask the price first before I, start?
I have no idea. She'll pop it right up. She's got it pulled up, yeah. Okay. She's got it pulled up, yeah.
Because I'm, like I said, I'm just a one-man band.
Yeah.
Financing, I'm on Angie's, and Angie's charges way too much for what I get from them. So,
I know. I know how that is. Yep.
It's a struggle, and if there's five guys out there, they charge five guys the same price for one lead.
Right. You're right. Mm-hmm. I know. It's horrible. And I'm sorry you got caught up with that. It's as bad as being caught up with Biden. I thought I'd add a little humor.
And I could be caught with a 10-foot pole. And I live in a neighborhood where, it is every house has a Let's Go Brandon flag in their front yard.
Oh, how cool. I like that.
So my neighbor's like, this is a red neighborhood. I hope you, if somebody moves into the neighborhood, he's the welcoming committee with a flag.
Oh, wow.
That's a little bit bold, but
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Stephanie's on the line, I believe. Steph, are you there?
I sure am. Hi, Darren.
Hey, Stephanie. Sorry about the pause.